WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Israel's cabinet delays a vote on a newly agreed to Gaza ceasefire after Prime Minister Netanyahu accuses Hamas of reneging. Deputy National Security Advisor Jonathan Feiner tells CBS Mornings.
We are going to work very carefully with all the parties to make sure this gets implemented on time. We fully expect it to do that.
Crews battling the California wildfires get a break today from calmer winds. CBS meteorologist Rob Marciano.
This is day 9 of our offshore wind event, which will finally break this afternoon. That will help put a lid on some of those hot spots. It obviously hasn't not going to change the damage that was done here, but we'll take those onshore winds.
At the International Space Station.
NASA astronauts Nick Hague and Sonny Williams, if they have exited the Quest airlock and did buddy checks to make sure everything was A-OK.
One of two stranded astronauts stepped out on her first spacewalk since she arrived more than 7 months ago to do some repair work. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. As congressional Republicans push for cuts to Medicaid, a new report found that nearly a third of the children in Wisconsin's rural areas have coverage through the program. According to the report from Georgetown University's Center for Children and Families, the percentage of kids enrolled in the program in rural and urban areas is just about equal. 32% of kids in rural areas and 33% of kids in urban areas have coverage under Medicaid. Health officials say without the program, many rural families would be uninsured or underinsured. Wisconsin's frozen road law will be in place for all highways in the state beginning Thursday. According to the Department of Transportation, the frozen road law allows trucks to carry heavier loads for things like logs, salt, and sand during the winter months. The law was already in place in the northern portion of the state, but DOT officials monitor road conditions in the southern regions to ensure the roads are frozen enough to handle the increased weights. The DOT website also features an interactive map covering seasonal weight restrictions. The city of Rice Lake is looking to ensure residents and business owners are clearing their share of snow on their properties as they shirk those duties more consistently. According to city officials, some residents and businesses have been neglecting their sidewalks for too long. To protect pedestrians from slipping and falling, city workers have been forced to pick up some of that slack. The Rice Lake Police Department will now begin issuing citations for failure to remove snow and ice, with fines starting at $114. The city of Eau Claire is asking residents to participate in a sidewalk repair project in 2026. Officials are asking residents to report unsafe sidewalks that are in need of repair around the area. Sidewalks that are uneven or have gaps that could cause a pedestrian to trip and fall can be reported to the city engineering office online or over the phone. After receiving the submissions, city officials will begin evaluating which sidewalks should be fixed in 2026. The city is currently planning to conduct 75 repair projects in 2025. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
A Packers coach has a job interview. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, Green Bay Packers defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley has been invited by the New York Jets to interview for their head coaching position. How did the Packers defense perform under Hafley? Matt LaFleur.
You make the necessary adjustments and you put your guys in position, and then ultimately those guys got to go out there and execute. And I thought Hafley did an outstanding job, and it's not just Haf, it's our entire defensive staff did a really good job with that.
Mike McCarthy interviewed last night with the Chicago Bears. NBA. The Bucks with a win at home, 122-93 over the Orlando Magic. Giannis with 26 points. Damian Lillard led with 30.
You know, one of the main things was pace. Just seeing it on film and seeing how much better my rhythm to the game is and my timing and just my movements are when I get the ball up the floor with pace. It's good for our team, but it's also been good for me.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Today's weather forecast is brought to you by SureTight Construction, raising the roof on quality and craftsmanship. There's no job too big or too small. Find them at SureTight.com.
Mostly cloudy and breezy this morning. I think we'll see a little sunshine by later this afternoon with a high in the low 30s today. It will be less windy this afternoon, too. 23 tonight, tomorrow, cloudy in the mid to upper 30s. And then, hang on, it is going to get brutally cold later this weekend into early next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
SureTight Construction has been raising the roof on quality and craftsmanship. Family owned and operated for over 30 years, they specialize in residential and commercial projects. From siding and seamless gutters to asphalt, metal, and flat membrane roofs. Need a custom shed or garage? They have you covered. Visit SureTight.com today or call 715-720-0212. SureTight Construction, where your dreams become reality.
The Todd Allbush Show.
What's worse, fast drivers or slow drivers? Karina listening on WAUK in Milwaukee.
Slow drivers are the worst. They think too slow. They stop in the middle of the highway to think about where they're going. Maybe they need to turn left and right. They're changing lines for, oh my God, I can do all day long.
Karina,
yes,
can you tell us what you really think?
The Todd Allbush Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
Friday is the last workday before the Trump administration takes office. We'll ask our Friday Week in Review panel if the nation is ready for what's next.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. 93.5 The Tap.
When will we be paid for the work we've done? When will we be paid for the work we've done?
We have worked this country, I'm sure, sure. Our women cooked all your food and washed all your clothes. We picked all your cotton and laid the railroad steel. Worked our hands to the bone at your lumber mill. I say,
when will we be paid for the work we've done? When will we be paid for the work we've done?
All right. Welcome back to a very special edition of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. Yesterday was Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King's, would have been his 96th birthday. Monday is the Dr. King celebration. And so, you know, I just wanted to, you know, play something and one of his great speeches that maybe many of you have never heard, but it's as relevant today as it was yesterday, the three evils of the society. Calvin, if you'll please continue.
It was caused neither by the cry of black power, nor by the unfortunate recent wave of riots in our cities. The white backlash of today is rooted in the same problem that has characterized America ever since the black man landed in chains on the shores of this nation. This does not imply that all white Americans are racist. Far from it. Many white people have, through a deep moral compulsion, fought long and hard for racial justice. Nor does it mean that America has made no progress in her attempt to cure the body politic of the disease of racism, or that the dogma of racism has not been considerably modified in recent years. However, for the good of America, it is necessary to refute the idea that the dominant ideology in our country, even today, is freedom and equality, while racism is just an occasional departure from the norm on the part of a few bigoted extremists. Racism can well be that corrosive evil that will bring down the curtain on Western civilization. Arnold Toynbee has said that some 26 civilizations have risen upon the face of the earth. Almost all of them have descended into the junk heaps of destruction. The decline and fall of these civilizations, according to Toynbee, was not caused by external invasions, but by internal decay. They failed to respond creatively to the challenges impinging upon them. If America does not respond creatively to the challenge to banish racism, Some future historian will have to say that a great civilization died because it lacked the soul and commitment to make justice a reality for all men. The second aspect of our afflicted society is extreme materialism. An Asian writer has portrayed our dilemma in candid terms. He says, "You call your 1,000 material devices labor-saving machinery, yet you are forever busy. With the multiplying of your machinery, you grow increasingly fatigued, anxious, nervous, dissatisfied. Whatever you have, you want more. And wherever you are, you want to go somewhere else. Your devices are saving, nor soul-saving machinery. There are so many sharp spurs which urge you on to invent more machinery and to do more business. This tells us something about our civilization that cannot be cast aside as a prejudiced charge by an Eastern thinker who is jealous of Western prosperity. We cannot escape the indictment. This does not mean that we must turn back the clock of scientific progress. No one can overlook the wonders that science has wrought for our lives. The automobile will not abdicate in favor of the horse and buggy, of the train in favor of the stagecoach, of the tractor in favor of the hand plow, of the scientific method in favor of ignorance and superstition. But our moral lag must be redeemed. When scientific power outruns moral power, we end up with guided missiles and misguided men. When we foolishly maximize the minimum and minimize the maximum, we sign the warrant for our own day of doom. It is this moral lag in our thing-oriented society that blinds us to the human realities around us and encourages us in the greed and exploitation which create the sector of poverty in the midst of wealth. Again, we have deluded ourselves into believing the myth that capitalism grew and prospered out of the Protestant ethic of hard work and sacrifice. The fact is that capitalism was built on the exploitation and suffering of black slaves. And continues to thrive on the exploitation of the poor, both black and white, both here and abroad. If Negroes and poor whites do not participate in the free flow of wealth within our economy, they will forever be poor, giving their energy, their talents, and their limited funds to the consumer market, but reaping few benefits and services in return. The way to end poverty is to end the exploitation of the poor, ensure them a fair share of the government's services and the nation's resources. I proposed recently that a national agency be established to provide employment for everyone needing it. Nothing is more socially inexcusable than unemployment in this age. In the 30s, when the nation was bankrupt, it instituted such an agency, the WPA. In the present conditions of a nation glutted with resources, it is barbarous to condemn people desiring work to soul-sapping inactivity and poverty. And I am convinced that even this one massive act of concern would do more than all the state police and armies of the nation to quell riots and instill hatreds. And the tragedy is that our materialistic culture does not possess the statesmanship necessary to do it. Victor Hugo could have been thinking of 20th century America when he wrote, "There's always more misery among the lower classes than there is humanity in the higher classes." The time has come for America to face the inevitable choice between materialism and humanism. We must devote at least as much to our children's education and the health of the poor as we do to the care of our automobiles and the building of beautiful, impressive hotels. And we must also realize that the problems of racial injustice and economic injustice cannot be solved without a radical redistribution of political and economic power.
If you are just joining us, again, yesterday would have been Dr. Martin Luther King's 96th birthday. Monday is Dr. King's holiday. And I just felt compelled to play one of his great, great speeches. You know, people know I have a dream, but they have no concept of the, you know, hundreds of speeches that Dr. King gave during his short life, all very potent and powerful. And many of them you can play today. And if you close your eyes, you can say that he's speaking about the ills that impact and affect us even to this day. This particular speech, the three evils of the society, and he's talking about racism, materialism, and militarism. And as we delve deeper into, especially as he gets into the the militarism of our society, you know, you can kind of understand why even to this day we spend more money than almost all the rest of the nations combined on military. 855-752-4842, very special edition of the Earl Ingram Show. You keep listening.
Seems to turn out wrong. We've been beat up, called names, shot down and stoned. And every time we do right, someone say we're wrong.
When will we be paid for the work we've done? When will we be paid for the work we've done?
We have given our sweat and all our tears. We've stumbled through this life for more than 300 years. We've been separated from the language we knew, stripped of our culture. People, you know it's true. Tell me now,
when will we be paid for the work we've done? When will we be paid for the work we've done?
When will we ever be proud of my country, Tennessee? Will we ever sing out loud, sweet land of liberty?
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In the first week of the new session of the Wisconsin State Legislature, Republicans fast-tracked a measure that would put a question on the ballot in the upcoming spring election that would enshrine voter ID in the state constitution. Two things on this. First, it is telling that Republicans made this their very first order of business. Senate Democratic leader Dianne Hesselbein responded to this, saying it's not cost of living or health care or gun violence that Republicans wanted to focus on, but a constitutional amendment. Telling, isn't it? But that leads to the second piece. Republicans are clearly doing this for politically motivated reasons. By having this on the spring election ballot, they're betting it will make it more likely that people who showed up to vote for Donald Trump in November will be heading to the polls to help elect right-wing candidate Brad Schimmel to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. That election is on April 1st, so buckle up.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
This message is sponsored by WiscCaregiver.com. People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WiscCaregiver.com gets you started. Choose between two great options. Become a CDCP, Certified Direct Care Professional, or a CNA, Certified Nurse Aide. Training is free. Plus, earn a $500 bonus. It's easy to start your new career. Learn more at WiscCaregiver.com.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
People get ready, there's a train a coming. You don't need no baggage, you just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the dealers honing. Don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord. So people get ready for the train to Jordan. Picking up passengers coast to coast. Faith is the key. Open the doors and board 'em. There's hope for all among us love the most.
All right. Welcome back to a very special edition of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. If you're just joining us, yesterday was would have been Dr. Martin Luther King's 96th birthday. Monday will be his official holiday. And I wanted to, present to many of you who may have never heard this, one of my favorite of Dr. King's many great speeches. And so we're going to have a discussion afterwards. We're approaching the end of it. The three evils of the society. Calvin, if you'll please.
We must further recognize that the ghetto is a domestic colony. Black people must develop programs that will aid in the transfer of power and wealth into the hands of residents of the ghetto so that they may in reality control their own destinies. This is the meaning of new politics. People of goodwill in the larger community must support the black man in this effort. The final phase of our national sickness is the disease of militarism. Nothing more clearly demonstrates our nation's abuse of military power than our tragic adventure in Vietnam. This war has played havoc with the destiny of the entire world. It has torn up the Geneva Agreement. It has seriously impaired the United Nations. It has exacerbated the hatred between continents and, worse still, between races. It has frustrated our development of home at home. telling our own underprivileged citizens that we place insatiable military demands above their most critical needs. It has greatly contributed to the forces of reaction in America and strengthened the military-industrial complex. And it has practically destroyed and left thousands of American and Vietnamese youth maimed and mutilated, and exposed the whole world to the risk of nuclear warfare. Above all, the war in Vietnam has revealed what Senator Fulbright calls our nation's arrogance of power. We are arrogant in professing to be concerned about the freedom of foreign nations while not setting our own house in order. Many of our senators and congressmen vote joyously to appropriate billions of dollars for the war in Vietnam. And many of these same senators and congressmen vote loudly against a fair housing bill to make it possible for a Negro veteran of a decent home. We arm Negro soldiers to kill on foreign battlefields, but offer little protection for their relatives from beatings and killings in our own South. We are willing to make the Negro 100% of a citizen in warfare, but reduce him to 50% of a citizen on American soil. No war in our nation's history has ever been so violative of our conscience, our national interests, and so destructive of our moral standing before the world. No enemy has ever been able to cause such damage to us as we inflict upon ourselves. The inexorable decay of our urban centers has flared into terrifying domestic conflict as the pursuit of foreign war absorbs our wealth and energy. Squalor and poverty scar our cities as our military might destroys cities in a far-off land to support oligarchy.
All right. You know, what I'm going to do is say to you that you can hear the rest of this speech is probably another 15 minutes on your own. I would love to open the phone lines and hear your thoughts. We're going to open the phone lines and hear your thoughts about what you've heard thus far. Again, and I would also say to you that there are so many other great speeches that Dr. King, gave that you don't get to hear, you've never heard. And I would also further say that when people want to do away with the history and they don't want these books and they don't want this truth to be taught, you must ask the question, why? What? You can't hide the truth. This is the truth, the history of our nation. And to be quite frank with you, a lot of those things are still taking place in it today. 855-752-4842. You're tuning into the Earl Ingram Show. Among us love the most.
There ain't no room for the homeless sinner who would hurt all mankind.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
State Republicans are circulating a bill that would require approval from every local municipality before developers could seek Public Service Commission approval for wind or solar projects. Under the bill, municipalities would need to consider a resolution on a potential project within 90 days after being asked for approval by the developer. If the resolution isn't voted on within that time frame, the Public Service Commission could consider it approved. Supporters of the bill say it will empower local officials and give them a voice in the projects. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is asking anglers to help curb the spread of invasive species while they're out on the water this winter. According to a press release, aquatic invasive species and fish diseases can be spread when anglers empty the water from their bait buckets or fish containers in different bodies of water, even in harsh winter conditions. Officials are reminding anglers to drain all the water from their buckets at the site where they filled them and remove things like mud or plants from their gear before leaving. As the historic Leinenkugel's Brewery in Chippewa Falls is set to close, Jake and Dick Leinenkugel say they're attempting to buy the facility back. According to a statement released on Wednesday, the brothers attempted to enter into a non-disclosure agreement with Molson Coors to begin discussions about acquiring the brewery. The company rejected that NDA on January 6th, and the brothers say they've attempted to follow up on the possibility but have not received word back. The brewery will close this week, leaving 56 employees out of work. Construction on a new multi-million dollar housing project in Ladysmith is finally finished. Governor Tony Evers and local officials visited the new Lindu School Apartments and Townhomes site on Monday for a ribbon-cutting ceremony. The $13 million project features 40 new housing units, including one, two, and three-bedroom apartments in the historic school. The site also features an ADA-accessible playground and a concrete skate park. The project received a number of grants and tax credits to offset construction costs. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. If you're looking for a trip down TV memory lane and were a fan of the show Twin Peaks, this might pique your interest. The murder mystery drama set in the Pacific Northwest will be available on Blu-ray box set. In addition to all the seasons, there will be 27 hours of behind the scenes and extra features. The box set doesn't officially drop until February 3rd, but you can currently pre-order it on Amazon for a cool $56. Actors work odd jobs to pay rent before their big break. For actor David Schwimmer, one of the gigs included serving divorce papers after his freshman year in college, thanks to his lawyer mother. The Friends actor and star of the new show Goosebumps told Stephen Colbert he once served singer Rod Stewart with divorce papers. Apparently, Alana Stewart, Rod's wife at the time, no longer wanted his body or thought he was sexy. Goosebumps is available to stream on Peacock. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly cloudy and breezy this morning. I think we'll see a little sunshine by later this afternoon with a high in the low 30s today. It will be less windy this afternoon, too. 23 tonight, tomorrow, cloudy in the mid to upper 30s. And then, hang on, it is going to get brutally cold later this weekend into early next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Here's what the WSJ had said after J6. This week has probably finished Donald Trump as a serious political figure. Boy, that hasn't aged well, has
it? No, not at all.
In the Wall Street Journal. So after what they just said 4 years ago, Maggie, they couldn't bring it upon themselves to say that guy who did that shouldn't be anywhere near the White House again. Nope, couldn't do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Mike Siegel. Hey, Mike.
When I look back on all those years on the road and going on two-lane highways in northern Wisconsin, in the dead of winter, could have been like 10 below outside. One deer jumps out in front of me. I was like, I'm done here.
You're in a ditch and they're not going to find you for 3 days. Dead deer carcass over there and a dead comedian carcass.
Holding his date book.
Somebody might want to call and cancel him at Zany's next week in Chicago.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey folks, Jimmy K here from Max Inc. Radio. Join me this weekend as I welcome Isaiah and the new people. Plus, Terry chats with jazz musician Janet Plant. It's Max Inc. Saturday and Sunday, 6 to midnight across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Dark brown shades of my skin
rest my hollow bones. That rocks my soul. Oh, oh, oh. Looking back over my false dreams that I once knew, wondering why my dreams never came true. Is it because I'm black? Somebody tell me, what can I do? Oh, Lord. Oh, something is holding me back. Is it because I'm black? Yeah. In this world of no pity, I was raised in the ghettos of the city.
All right, welcome back to a very special edition of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. If you're just joining us, I played one of the great speeches of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. Yesterday would have been his 96th birthday. He lived to be 39 years old before James Earl Ray allegedly took his life. Monday will be the inauguration day of Donald Trump. Will coincide with Reverend Dr. King's holiday. And I have to say, what an irony that a man who gave his life will be, you know, honored the same day that a man who is really looking to turn back the clock on so many of the things that Dr. King fought for. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's go to Tom from Richland Center. Good morning to you, Tom. Thank you very much for listening. You say what, sir?
Yeah, listen, Earl, I really think that some of the important things he said besides what you're giving today is his famous letter from the Montgomery jail, I believe it was.
Absolutely.
The KKK is a terrible enemy, but white liberals are actually worse. And I grew up in a South Chicago suburb that was created to leave the black neighborhoods that were changing during the war because they had been white neighborhoods and people came back and they wanted to be out in the suburbs away from, you know, with their racism.
Right.
They blame the Jewish realtors, so they're anti-Semitic and racist at the same time. Why not? Go for it. And I was raised to expect it to be like that. And the Vietnam War and Martin Luther King and others proved to me that we were going down the wrong road big time. Split all that, tried to do a bunch of activism and stuff. But to see it all come back around again and actually go back to the things my father fought for as a racist and as a, you know, anti-fascist and all in World War II. Turns out he was all for Goldwater and all the fascist things. He would be for Trump now if he was still alive. And it's just so ironic that the wheel goes around. And I think we are spiraling in a better direction, such as King said, that the arc of human history is bends towards justice. I think that's true. My children aren't anything like the things I described about my family where I grew up. And it wasn't because we indoctrinated them. They just looked around and said, boy, I like international people. I like people of color. I like people of gender differences. And so there are changes, but it's really sad to see what's going on. I thank so much for what you do. And I'm a soul brother who's white, bro.
Hey, Tom, man, thank you very much, man, for your honesty. And that's what it's going to take, man. You know, and, you know, I understand that, you know, a program like what I am presenting today angers some, but I know that there are people like you. Dr. King always talked about the good people, and so the good people come in all colors. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Oh, well, I wanted to thank you. Although I was crying because to hear his voice again and to hear what he had to say, he turned my life around. I think everybody, I was a young girl at that time and came from the poor side of town, came from the projects, and he stirred something in us that made us feel good about ourselves for the first time and gave us a purpose. And like the gentleman before me, my daughter is nothing like my parents and nothing like where we grew up. But I remember all this, and I do tell people about the sundown law. I do tell people how my parents had to sign a paper saying that they would not sell their home to a person of color.
So, Susan, before you go any further, people may not know about the sundown law. Let them know what the sundown law was.
Okay. In the suburbs, or the small towns like Mayville, okay, this is a really good example of the sundown law. Living next to us was a couple who was a professor, and he actually got a job in Madison, okay? So he happened to be black, and his wife happened to be white, and they went to Madison. They left their baby with my parents and myself. I was 15 at the time. And as they were driving home, they hit Mayville. And because he was black, there was a law that said that no black man could have a white woman in his car during the time of sundown. So he was stopped, he was put in jail, and she had to find a place to stay, and we kept the baby. But the sundown law was no black man could travel through Mayville or any of those small towns during that particular time.
And it didn't have to have a white woman with them. They just were not allowed. And in many states, many towns across the state of Wisconsin shared in sundown laws.
Right. But we were just shocked. And, of course, we took care of the baby. And then they could drive on after in the morning. But she had no money. She had to sleep in the car.
Hey, Susan, I wish I had more time. Thank you very much, as always. Let's go to CJ. CJ, you're up.
Morning, Earl. Happy
good morning.
Birthday, Martin Luther King. What a great man. I wonder what he'd think about today.
I know. I can tell you what he'd think about. I don't have to wonder. Dr. King would be marching today. He would be marching on our government. He would be marching on what is transpiring, where the wealthy have gotten wealthier and left the poor behind, both black and white. He would be marching on oligarchy. He'd be marching on all those things, but go ahead.
Well, I think he had a dream, just like I did for my four children, that the nation would someday be
CJ, I said before, when Dr. King talked about I Have a Dream, he was 28 years old. By the time he was 39, if you would have listened to the speech I just played, he talked about the only time he was ever booed was when he was in Chicago and 38 years old by black men who had believed in his dream. It would come. But by the time he was 38 years old, he realized the dream had become a nightmare. So don't quote me, I have a dream.
Well, I think he'd vote like most black men did for Trump.
He would not vote for Trump. He would not vote for Trump. It doesn't matter. So, CJ, you apparently didn't hear anything of the speech that I just played. Okay? So I'm not expecting you to change your views and how you feel about things because they're rooted in your past and in your history. And so you can't see what this is all about and what we're talking about.
When your party has to keep racism
alive. This has nothing to do with party. Dr. King spoke clearly about injustice that was done by both parties. You're the guy who's stuck on this party thing, man.
Yeah. Well, you remember who, which president signed the crime bill, and more Republicans voted.
All right, CJ, thank you very much for the call. Tom from LA, you're up.
God, he just cannot get out of his own way with this whole political party thing. What I would say, Earl, is I think that these speeches of Martin Luther King Jr. and all, because I don't find that they are partisan at all. They're humanist versus the, you know, the slovenly selfishness of people. And I think that if there's any teachers out there, I would ask, please play these speeches to your kids.
Yeah.
If any parents play these speeches to your kids, they should be playing these on TV. They should be playing Franklin Delano Roosevelt's speeches, because they were never about politics. They were never about partisan politics. They were always about the uber wealthy versus the common person.
Hey Tom, he talked about materialism. He talked about racism, materialism, and militarism. That exists today.
And Earl, if you listen to him, I mean, the thing about him, the thing about some of the great leaders like Franklin Delano Roosevelt, they're bold. They don't apologize for what it is that they're saying. And they know what they're saying.
Well,
they're so clear within themselves
Tom,
about a message.
He thought so much about it, he gave his life. Okay, he knew he was going to be killed, but he didn't stop. You know, how many of us are willing to go all the way? He did. If I could tell you how many times Dr. King got hundreds of thousands of phone calls that talked about they were going to blow his brains out and his children and the horrible and horrific things that they were going to do to his family as he marched throughout the South. But he kept pushing. He kept fighting for justice and was right.
Absolutely. And it's not about left or right. It's not about any of that. It's about being a human being and being human.
Hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call. We'll continue. 855-752-4842. Your thoughts up next.
I want you to know that I don't speak for myself, but I speak for y'all too right now. You see, if you're half white, light brown skin, or the high yellow, you're still black. So we all got to stick together right now. This I want to say to you, my sisters and my brothers. Right on, sister. Right on, brother. Dig this. If we keep on pushing, y'all, try and some of us, we're trying so hard, we're trying so hard, we're trying so hard, we're trying so hard to be somebody, we're trying so hard, although they're holding us back. There's the reason that they're doing us like that. You know what? It is. I believe it's because we are black. But hey.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
I juggle a lot. And managing constipation with belly pain from my irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, with laxatives and fiber isn't enough. My doctor recommended a way to get ahead of it. Then I said yes to Linzess.
Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Central heat, you know, the HVAC systems that heat your entire house. Man, those can really cost us an arm and a leg. And they lose up to 30% of their energy through the ductwork, plus more when we're heating rooms that we aren't even using. Well, one trick that can bring down your heating bill is to lower your thermostat and use energy-efficient space heaters where you really need the heat. I'm a little retro, and I like radiant heaters. Those are heaters that just heat a specific area in a room. On average, running a 1,500-watt space heater is going to cost you about 20 cents an hour. While running your central electric furnace, that's going to run you $1.37 an hour. So space heaters can mean real savings. However, if you use a space heater, make sure you follow the directions for their safe use. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. The next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matinee on Air.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in 4 parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from the Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised.
All right, welcome back to the last few minutes of the Earl Ingram Show. I wish I had more time, but not to worry. Monday, we're going to do a little bit more of this. As it is the official Dr. King holiday. Let's go back to the phone lines. Al from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Al. How you doing, man?
Good morning, Earl. And Calvin. 1967, I was in Vietnam getting shot. But anyway, the sundown law that the young lady was talking about, it's still active in and around Milwaukee. When I worked at Whitefish Bay High School, police followed me every day when I got back to the school after events, track meets, et cetera, and stopped me 3 times just to harass me. During that same time, a African-American basketball coach was attacked by police, firefighter, Milwaukee firefighter, taking a kid home from a game. This is still going on today. So this stuff hasn't stopped. It just, nobody talks about it. Nobody reports it. It goes on in Greenfield, Greendale, New Berlin, when there are people of color on their streets after dark. They got people haunting them to a point where letting you know we don't want you in our community. So,
you know, Al, CJ said if Dr. King was alive today, he would vote for Donald Trump. So CJ clearly does not know anything about Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. He lived during that time, CJ, but he's one of those people who just has no clue.
Girl, CJ is drinking some of that moonshine he made in his backyard. And he don't know nothing about Dr. King or African-American and Native American people. And he don't really care. He's calling every day to harass you. That's all he's doing. And if I were you, I would not even take his call.
Hey Al, thank you very much for the call as always, man. Really appreciate it. Hey, Jack from Racine, how you doing, man?
Thank you, Earl. I appreciate hearing some speeches from Dr. King. There's a lot of them. There's so many great lines. I mean, meaningful, important lines and
yes.
concepts and ideas that he expresses. It's hard to remember them all. But I wanted to bring up a topic I'm not sure was in that particular speech, and that's okay. The politics, and you mentioned partisan politics. How you know how people get power and how some of these problems get resolved politically, and just point out that he was. Dr. King was believed in non-violence.
That's correct.
And that didn't mean you didn't break laws, didn't what, go to jail or take the consequence to make your point and get the publicity out. And but strong believer in non-violence, he studied Gandhi, and I think that's you know that's the part of it. People even like this CJ need to understand this is a. A whole different thing. It's so far apart from what we see in politics today in terms of a moral reasoning that he had. And I just wanted to bring up the nonviolent part because I think it's really important. You know, he was emotional about it like everybody else, but he stuck to his nonviolent principles and they worked.
You know, Jack, so. he hang on, Jack. He was imprisoned 18 different times and he never lifted a finger. Never said anything negative, but yet he was locked up 18 times.
Yep, and his followers followed the same principles, allowing themselves to be hit. We had our recent congressman who passed away beaten, and you know, picture the bridge march where so many were beaten.
Cattle prods to women's breasts.
Yeah.
I mean,
they're putting it all on the line.
Yes, sir. And, you know, again, for those who don't know. So, Jack, so what about those who say we need to leave this in the past?
Oh, well, it'd be nice. Yeah, it'd be nice if we could leave it in the past, but it's still here. You know, there's too many examples of racism in society today and in the individual actions of some of the so-called leaders that we've got and the way things are set up. So, and there's just a... you know, until those are dealt with fairly and on a systematic basis, and the country starts putting an emphasis on correcting the wrongs of the past, but just making our society better society for everyone.
Hey, Jack, thank you very much for the call. Thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you, Calvin. Up next, Jane Madnair on air. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
And women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell.
This is 93.5 The Tap. Dom Selvia.
Next time, Earl Ingram will discuss the status of the president-elect's nominees. Plus, is anyone besides Michelle Obama skipping the inauguration? Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show. Weekdays 4 till 6.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228 EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A new report from the American Cancer Society finds cancer deaths in the U.S. dropped 34% from 1991 to 2022. Chief Scientific Officer Dr. William Dayhut.
That's largely from decreased tobacco use, also early detection, and also some exciting new treatments in cancers such as melanoma and lung cancer.
Report finds deaths from oral, pancreatic, uterine, and liver cancers are increasing. Israel's cabinet delays a vote on the Gaza ceasefire agreement. Deputy National Security Advisor Jonathan Finer tells CBS.
We fully expect the deal to proceed as described yesterday and on the timeline that we have laid out. So implementation beginning as soon as Sunday with a ceasefire and the release of the first hostages.
Pope Francis has fallen again. CBS's Vicki Barker.
It seems the 88-year-old Pope was in his quarters in the papal guest house when he fell and hurt his right forearm. It was later seen in a sling during his regular audiences.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.